The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How you doing?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I am fine. So, a new front door. I understand one of the most valuable upgrades you can make to your home, and it never fails to surprise me that upgrading the entry door is just so potentially valuable.
Well, think about it. Your door and your home's exterior are the first thing visitors and prospective buyers see.
To mention, most people use their front door every day, although there are a lot of people who go in through the garage and they completely really forget about the front door.
That's true. But the fact that you do use your front door for the most part pretty frequently is another reason curb appeal is one of the most valuable aspects of your home. It adds enjoyment. And in fact, Remodeling Magazine's annual cost versus value report estimates that replacing your old door with a new steel entry door can return almost 102% of its cost. And by the way, just so you know what cost versus value is, it provides national averages for how much you can recoup on various home projects if you sell your house.
Which is interesting. Now, you said a steel door. Is that really a good material for a front door?
Yeah. Some pros of steel. It's often the least expensive of the main door materials, which are fiberglass, steel, and wood. At a big box store, you could get one for about $400, maybe even less. And if you install it yourself, and you can install it yourself, that's all the better for your return. It's very strong in terms of being a barrier to intruders and insurance companies like that. Though that's not to say fiberglass and wood aren't strong, too, because they are.
Right, but how does it compare in durability against fiberglass and wood?
So Consumer Reports recently found that while steel is tough, wood and fiberglass perform better in terms of normal wear and tear.
Interesting. I think a lot of people would think that steel would be better than wood, and fiberglass is something I'm interested in. So let's talk fiberglass here.
Well, that's a great material. It can mimic the look of real wood. It doesn't require a lot of upkeep. In fact, you can go for years without needing a paint or a stain touch-up. And fiberglass generally falls between steel and wood in price. So, for example, models sold at big box stores range from $150 to $600 to a bit more. And the cost versus value report says a fiberglass door project could recoup about 72% of its cost at resale.
And wood?
Wood doors are typically higher end and therefore usually the priciest, so maybe about $500 to $2,000. And, of course, custom jobs could cost even more. You might need to repaint or refinish them every few years to prevent splitting and warping.
All right. And let's talk a little pop psychology here. What do doors say about you?
Okay, well, let's start with a red door. I have always been attracted to red doors. So what do you think a red door would say about you?
That I'm walking into a famous chain of makeup stores.
That's partly true. In feng shui, a red door says welcome and invites good energy. So someone with a red door might be energetic, full of life, and hospitable.
Okay, what about a clear glass door?
You have nothing to hide. So it implies you're open-minded, you're friendly, gregarious.
Yeah, and maybe not afraid to greet the delivery guy in your robe or pajamas.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Okay. What about a dignified gray?
Well, you nailed it. So color experts tend to say that gray symbolizes dignity and knowledge. And because it's a blend of black and white, gray is also the color of compromise. And speaking of black, that's a really strong color. It signifies strength and authority, according to color experts.
Now, this would be good for me in my job. If I have a black door, I might be considered authoritative.
Yes, and strong-willed. Do you have a
there
black door? Because it seems like you.
No, I don't. All right, great tips. Visit houselogic.com/radio for even more info on ways to add home value. And follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, always a pleasure. See you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.